Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Economists attempt to assign monetary value to virtually everything, including human life. Ben Trachtenberg, visiting associate professor at the University of Missouri School of Law, explains the problem of assigning value and reveals why American lives are becoming more valuable.
Before issuing major regulation, federal agencies must produce a cost-benefit analysis, or CBA, listing the expected costs and benefits and assigning a monetary value to each. In general, if the expected costs exceed the expected benefits, the regulation won't be enacted. Because many benefits of regulations, such as clean skies, cannot easily be measured in dollars, CBAs tend to focus on benefits with clear economic value, such as preventing workplace injuries. Indeed, for many regulations, saved lives are the only benefits given dollar values at all, meaning that other real benefits, such as preventing non-fatal diseases or protecting the views at a national park, are completely ignored when an agency counts expected benefits. Accordingly, certain regulations will or won't be enacted depending on how much agencies believe a saved American life is worth. And it turns out that even if one puts aside ethical objections to the monetization of human life, current agency practice is bad economics. Economists determine the value of statistical lives based on how much Americans are willing to pay to avoid risk, such as by purchasing Volvos, and how much Americans must be paid to accept risk, such as by working in coal mines. But agencies have ignored two sources of evidence that under this measure, American lives are increasing in value every year. First, we spend more and more on healthcare, showing a willingness to pay for health. Second, residents of rich countries get wealthier on average over time, allowing us to demand greater compensation before accepting risks. By ignoring health inflation and wealth inflation, federal agencies responsible for matters as diverse as mine safety, clean water, and airport security have underestimated the statistical value of American lives, thereby causing underregulation that has cost American lives.
That was Ben Trachtenberg of the University of Missouri School of Law. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.